Well, no, it was funny because, like, so when she got on it, like, she became obsessed with it because you guys were fucking going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we could not stop laughing over the fucking text. You were like, your head's fucking huge. And, like,
it was.
She was so nervous.
Whose hand was that? It looked like mine. I was like, it looked like Brenda's hand.
Oh. With all with her sleeve.
But, like, now looking at it like this, your head doesn't look that huge.
No, she's too big.
Yeah.
No, his head's fucking huge. Look at the size of that. Bad Larry.
But it was funny because, like, she was like, I don't know what to say. Like, is that funny? And I was like, that's fine. She's like, be harsh. And I was like, I don't want to, like, bag on you.
No, it's fine. There's a lot of stuff to make fun of. Like,
no, she wanted me to be harsh on her.
Oh.
Like, she wanted me to, like, rip on her. I was like, I don't know, like, toughen you up or something. And I was like, no.
Why? What? It's not like hazing. Like, you don't have to get made fun
of. She seems confused by it, so I'm sure. I'm feeling there's a miscommunication that just.
No, our WhatsApp.
Brenda says stuff and then immediately forgets, and then I look an idiot.
Don't worry, Brenda. You're not going to get jumped into WhatsApp or anything like that.
How are you guys posting GIFs so fast, though?
Because I got them on the fly.
Because I have a shitload of
them. No, but, like, you guys save it.
I save them for future reference.
Well, no, okay.
And I have them in a folder.
It's exactly
named,
I
think my
what
folder's
I
named. Oh, my folder's see. Named for future reference.
Well, no, okay, so okay.
Well,
then
my point was, like, on the iPhone, you can there's a thing when you're in the middle of a text message.
Yeah.
You can tap a button and search GIFs and immediately put them.
Yeah.
And that's what she thought you were doing. And I was like, no. I was like, I bet you these.
No.
There are some. There are some, though. But
I was
like,
I bet you these I bet you these guys just have them saved.
Yeah,
we're in the know, too. Like, we know, like, meme GIFs and stuff.
That's what I said. I was like,
maybe you
guys are fucking GIF people.
Google, like, a GIF you think of to respond.
And I think
yeah.
I have a lot of movie references, and I just...
You guys are just going really fast, so, like, I was like, they have to have them, like, saved.
Well, Tinder...
Save
Tinder has GIFs where you could respond with GIFs on Tinder, but it's like, they have a GIF library that you have to pick from.
Yeah. Well, Google has one, too, now.
You'll have to edit that out, by the way.
What?
Me yelling at my cat.
No, it's authentic. You okay. Yell at her.
Well, I'm trying to sell
everyone needs to know how you treat your animals.
I'm trying to sell this box spring and she was climbing it.
You need to apologize first.
No, she's fine.
Say you're sorry.
Look at she's like throwing a tantrum right now.
Yeah, I know. She's very upset, clearly. What'd you just give her? She's on drugs.
She gets in her moods.
Yeah.
She's got three boys here. She's trying to show off.
Catnip's a hell of a drug.
Look at my nips.
My
all ten of them. That's a weird
What's
number?
The weird thing
six.
About, like, you don't see... You can't tell that things have nipples, that animals have nipples, until they have kids. And then they just have huge nipples.
No, they're there. You just gotta move her fur.
He's saying, like, saggy, like,
no, but like
cow nipples.
You get,
like udders.
Yeah, but like,
yeah,
as soon as an animal, God, how long are your nips, bro?
And they're puffy.
Oh, yeah, puffy.
I want measurements.
That's a thing.
Like
on,
freaking
you could search puffy nipples on like Pornhub and stuff, and that's
you can search
a
lot on Pornhub.
But it's a category. That's what I mean. Like puffy nipples are a thing for people.
No, but what's
this is a very delicate
what's
conversation.
His name? Like Tim Curry's nipples in Scary Movie.
Ugh.
When they rip his shirt off and
yeah.
they're like 3 inches long.
Yeah.
I'm scarred by that.
That image, yeah, it's frozen in my
when
brain.
When I think of Bob Costa saying, you can cut diamonds with my nipples, or feel like...
No, basketball, right? That's
yeah.
basketball, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
but
yeah.
Bob Costa says it, I think immediately of Tim Curry's nipples.
When he's like, you're excited, feel these nipples.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, wait, you're right, yeah. And then I'm referencing something else, but thinking it's the same thing.
Yeah.
How's that Mississippi mud?
Muddy.
Muddy? It's good though, huh?
I don't know. I'm not like sold on it.
It's been awesome since I had it.
Yeah. Taste it. The bottle got me though.
Yeah.
It's the advertising.
It's smooth, isn't it?
It's a really cool bottle.
It's not bad at all. I like it.
Try it.
Pass it around.
Pass it around, yeah.
Pass around the mud.
Pass that mud around. Get some mud in your butt.
Oh, okay.
Get some mud in your gullet.
Mud gut.
Mud
cut
you.
I know.
Gross.
Welcome to my
yeah.
world, buddy.
This is like shit my dad drinks. Did you want to try this?
So Black and Tan, it's an ale with a stout, right?
I like it.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what
it
is, the stout.
Yeah, I like because I don't like
an
stouts,
ale with
but
a
stout. That's not bad.
Yes.
Like but then there's that other thing called like a snake bite where it's a cider and a
yes.
stout, I think.
Snake bite, yeah, it's
a cider
yeah,
and something
it's a
else.
Cider, yeah. Cider, yeah, it's a cider and a
and then,
yeah, stout.
No,
I think
it was
an ale or something.
I think it was the first cider I ever had.
Yeah.
First time you ever had it?
Yeah, no, that was the first cider I ever had was a snake bite.
A snake bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where, and it's split in two layers because the density is
yeah,
different
yeah.
between
mm-hmm.
both.
Well, then you could also do, like, if you do, like a stout, like a Guinness with a Blue Moon, it's called an Eclipse.
Yeah.
It, like,
I think I've seen
when you pour it, like, after...
Wait, a Guinness with a Blue Moon?
Yeah, it's called an Eclipse.
That's a cool name for it.
Yeah, it's really
yeah.
fitting, and then it, where, like, that first drink you take, it kind of swirls in the middle.
That's cool. So, yeah.
I remember there's like so many drinks that like I drank when I was like 21, where it was like a cement mixer, I think it was, where it's like Bailey's and a couple other things, but like it's leveled in the shot glass, but as soon as you put it in your mouth, it like turns like very thick and like custardy.
Oh, and they call it a cement mixer. Irish car bomb was like that too.
Irish car bombs.
They're pretty tasty though.
I had like 2 birthdays ago. I had like probably 3 or 4 of them, and then like a birthday cake shot. And, like always, long story short, I passed out in the middle of Rogue One. But
sad.
Lie. Actually, I passed out at the beginning of Rogue One. I remember being like really upset about Rogue One for no reason.
Yeah, because it's great.
I remember being like this and being like, oh, pff, shh. And everybody in the theater was like really happy. Like, thank God that guy just fell asleep. And I literally, no one was next to me because I bought tickets for everybody, and I was just laying like a baby, just like sleeping. And all I remember is that part where, I mean, I've seen the movie now, but like all I remember is the part where he's like walking up in the grass and he's like, we could have built something great.
Oh yeah. We were on the edge of greatness.
Yeah. That, and then credits. Because my buddy woke me up and was like, it's over, buddy.
I want to tell you though, like, so there's something magical about movie theater sleeps, because I've had a
couple. Oh, you did today. They are just...
They're so wonderful,
out.
Dude.
You're out.
It's cold, it's quiet, like, there's warm bodies around you, like...
People
it's basically
can touch
like,
you.
It's like being in a cabin. Like, I think movie theater sleeps is like some of the best naps I've ever had.
But it's
like,
really probably one of the grossest places you can sleep, aside from a bus stop.
I saw The Grinch this morning, and it was so boring. I just took a nap.
I heard it's awful. It's
like,
so
You
bad.
Saw The Grinch this morning?
Yeah.
Well, like, didn't you work like 9 to 6? Like, well, when did you see it? Like, at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
No.
I took a long break.
Now I really want to know, when did you see The Grinch?
Well, no, so I had a split.
What did you work today?
I had a split today.
Oh.
I had a meeting.
Oh, like, so you took a 2-hour break to go see The Grinch?
So I
it was an hour and a half.
I woke up at 5 a.m. I got dressed. First of all, number one on the list, see The Grinch. Done. All right, go to work.
Then breakfast.
Yeah, then breakfast.
I worked 8 to 10 for my meeting, and then I didn't go back till 2. And I didn't want to drive all the way back here.
Oh, so you just saw a movie.
So I had movie pass. The only thing available was The Grinch.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure, why not?
Was it good?
Awful.
Awful?
Awful. I mean, what don't you know about The Grinch?
I understand.
Like, it's repetitive.
It's
repetitive.
It's the same movie every year.
And I can just watch Jim Carrey.
It's a cash
grab. It's good.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
Because, like, remember, like, they're having, on Christmas Day, I think they're releasing Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, which is...
The Transformers spin-off or whatever.
Don't even get me started.
That's a cash grab.
Yeah.
What else are they
it's just like the same
other movie they're releasing too that actually kind of looks.
Aquaman.
Yeah, is it Aquaman? It
comes out the 21st.
There's another one that's being released around Christmas that I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know. But yeah, Grinch, bad. I slept through about 80% of it.
I did like the Jim Carrey Grinch though.
I
got a kick out of that. That was fun.
You can just watch that one and you're fine.
Yeah. Well, there's this one scene where he's like going through all these like his best laid plans with the dog.
Yeah.
And he's like saying all these things and he's like, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. But he's like, oh, and by we, I mean you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like such a well-delivered line. Like,
yeah. I think, too, like it was a very different, like it was a Grinch that we knew and like saw, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But to see Jim Carrey, like, on the screen again and doing that type of stuff, like, we haven't seen him in, like, full, like, crazy makeup since, like, The Mask, kind of thing. So that was, like, really cool. And then, like, Ron Howard was kind of in his prime at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, he was doing, like, back-to-back, like, oh, okay, if you see a Ron Howard movie, it's gonna be good. And then he was doing a comedy.
He's still more.
Yeah, Ron Howard's good. Solo was...
I like Solo.
Okay.
We can talk about it later.
Yeah, I can punch you in the dick later.
The tension in this room right now.
I will
cut it with a knife.
I'm tired.
My dick will fight you back.
I'm tired of people telling me I'm watching Star Wars when I'm watching Star Wars. If that makes any sense.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
And we'll dive deeper into this off air. Like, because we've never actually talked about it.
I think you two should start your own podcast about Star Wars.
Yeah, the Star Wars, and it's
that would be really
arguing
fun.
About Star Wars, and it's that's our Star
Cody
Wars.
And I
don't think you understand how much I know.
Cody and I almost got kicked out of a party for yelling about
that's
Star
true.
Wars one time.
Everyone thought we were fighting.
They thought we were literally, like, going at each other. They're like, you guys need to settle down. It's like, oh, no, we love each other. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
like,
we're best friends.
We're just very passionate about it. But it was, like, a party in, like,
I don't know
Whittier or something. I forgot. But, like, we were all sitting around the campfire, and everybody was very quiet, and, like, all you could hear is just me and Cody screaming in each other's faces about whether Bane dies at the end of the series.
Yeah.
At the end of the book
like,
series.
I'm not even going to, like, say anything about that. I don't want to start it again.
Cad Bane?
No, Darth Bane.
Oh.
There's, like, a 3-book series by Drew Karpyshian.
Amazing.
Which is incredible.
Great writer. It's all great about series. Darth Bane.
Oh, I think you recommended it to me.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we disagree about the end. Which I think I think I get your point of view now, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
It becomes the Grinch.
Yes.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
It was Jim Carrey the whole time.
Yes.
I'm Darth Bane. Like a Darth.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah.
Should we crack into it? Okay.
Let's do it.
So, yeah. This is, I mean... Will come out on Christmas Eve, or are we gonna say
this is Christmas Eve?
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas.
That's why you saw the Grinch.
That's true.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
True. Merry Christmas, guys.
Or
were
happy...
you so obscure or like blown away by how great the Grinch was? You forgot it was Christmas today.
Yes.
Everybody happy.
Well, I woke up in a different time zone.
Oh yeah.
I woke up on a different day.
You can't say.
Whoa.
You can't say Christmas anymore. By the way.
Oh, I can't? Okay.
No.
You got to take the Christ out of Christmas.
It's
okay.
Happy non-denominational gender fluid winter ritual.
Thank you.
Okay.
So at least now I feel acknowledged.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that, but...
say it.
No.
Abbreviate it.
Xmas. Festivus.
Oh, I like Festivus.
Okay, so...
Because it is for the rest of us.
It's Festivus Eve.
And we're the rest.
And we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to do mini scary, creepy Christmas stories.
Minis,
because we're all going to take a turn instead of just one of us gabbing for an hour. So yeah, I brought Krampus.
Oh.
So I don't know if you guys, I mean, I think everyone's familiar with Krampus at this point.
I'm familiar, I will say this, I'm familiar, I will take my hipster glasses off.
Okay.
I didn't.
I was like, wait, you're not.
No, they're still on. I got to see, guys, right? I got to see to talk.
I mean, you do it for dramatic effect.
Yeah, there's a mirror across the room. I need to see myself talk while I talk. but I'm not, I'm not super familiar. Okay. I know of Krampus, so please,
and
educate.
Same with me. So, reading into this a little bit. Like,
well, you've seen the movie.
Yes.
I haven't done that.
I was disappointed, but.
Oh, well then I won't see it then.
Yeah.
It good was, thing I
wait,
missed
the
it.
One with Paul Rudd? It was really
no, not Paul Rudd.
Chris Kattan?
No, Paul Rudd did a Krampus movie.
It's not you're confusing. It's
Gary
not Paul
Busey.
Rudd. It's the guy from Parks and Rec.
Paul. Oh no,
no
you're right. Adam Scott.
It's Adam
my
Scott.
Bad.
It's Adam
yeah,
Scott.
Adam Scott.
You fucking idiot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You filthy casual.
Adam Scott listens
no,
to this podcast,
and
you're embarrassing all of us.
I'm pretty sure Adam Scott and Paul Rudd are. They're really similar, though. I'm not
they,
wrong.
They have
kind of
similar
guys.
Characteristics. Yeah.
He's a younger now Paul Rudd. He's like taking the mantle.
Yeah.
I think.
Even Paul Rudd is
probably
a
not
older. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
probably like maybe 5 years older than him or something.
Not much, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was really excited for that movie because I like the myth of Krampus, and I knew a little bit about him, just like kind of like I don't know, I guess like a blurb.
Mm.
But there was some stuff in here like
was the blurb Krampus?
The blurb was
he exists.
Evil Santa.
Sure.
And I knew that
Shadow Santa.
Yes, Shadow Santa. And I knew that much, but like there was some stuff in this little article that I was reading, and I was like, oh, I actually didn't know any of that. But that's why it's a mini episode. Or a mini topic.
I like minis.
Yeah, minis are good.
Not Coopers.
Oh, I love mini Coopers.
Oh, the old ones.
The old ones.
The
I
old
like.
Ones.
Oh,
the
mini
the Italian job ones.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
With Michael Caine.
Okay.
Michael Caine.
So, yeah, as we just said, Krampus is the the evil Santa, the shadow Santa. You call him the yin and yang. He's a tall...
Handsome.
Only right in the eye area, maybe. The rest of it's pretty gross.
Doesn't he have hooves, right?
Yeah, so he's very... Think the traditional Lucifer statue.
But does he have, like because you were saying eyes, is it... Because he has hooves, is it goat eyes? Or cat
it,
eyes?
It's interesting. A lot of things say that he has, like, glowing red eyes.
Red
Some
eyes.
Of them are
okay.
goat eyes, but I think traditional is glowing red eyes. Goat horns.
Yeah.
Goat legs.
Mm-hmm.
But like not it's not just like a body on goat legs. It's like a giant like think like a 15-foot tall hunchback of Notre Dame on goat legs with horns.
No, because I'm picturing the Disney movie and that doesn't
same
make sense.
Well, okay,
he's
sorry.
Got like buck teeth.
Yeah.
He's very
and he's
okay.
like a dumb old dude that
okay.
bangs Esmeralda.
So
I was really disappointed there wasn't a sex scene between Esmeralda and The Hunchback at the
Have you done Rule 34 yet?
I don't know, but like that'd be a fun one to watch. Like
gross.
Her just like grimacing the whole time, like getting through sex with the Hunchback.
Well, she wasn't forced to.
You know the whole
no,
movie.
No, I know.
She was just being a good person.
No, but that it was like pity sex. You know?
Oh yeah,
you
like
know that whole movie. She was more disgusted by the priest than the idea of him.
That's true.
Yeah,
the priest is a really gross
and
pedophile.
Gaston.
Gaston.
That's
is
Beauty
not,
and the Beast.
That's Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Well, who's the bad
and
guy?
And no one fucks like Gaston.
No one fucks like Gaston.
Raw
dog in it. Oh, Gaston don't wear condoms?
No.
No, he doesn't need to.
There's no time for that.
No,
yeah.
Sheepskin.
He's a
intestines.
Hunter.
Sheepskin dick.
He's a raw hunter. Any hooser. So yeah, just picture whatever you want about Krampus. Just big, beastie fang, goat horns, goat legs.
Give me more.
Piercing eyes. So
beautiful eyes.
Like we said, everyone associates him with being the evil Santa, but that's not actually where it comes from. He actually predates, like, pre-Germanic paganism and goes, like, way further back than anything to do with Christmas.
Okay.
So, like, his name, Krampus, comes from Krumpen, the dance style, obviously.
Krumping.
Yeah.
That's Krumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a joke.
And the dancing comes from you're supposed to dance like you have a pair of hooves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you stomp on
you
the ground.
You stomp the yard.
Stomp the yard with my Krampus hooves.
So Krampen translates loosely into claw.
Okay.
I agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's originally said to be the son of the Norse god Hel.
What?
H E L, which is their god of the underworld.
Okay.
Which kind of is in the name. But yes, obviously. So, putting it, we're just going to time jump, putting it into, like, the lore of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He's very associated with traveling to homes with Santa. Some stories say in tandem, like, they go together.
Oh.
Well, he's a shadow.
He's a shadow, so it, like, literally follows him.
Like Peter Pan.
They can
Peter
use
Pan shadow.
Window.
Yes. Yeah. They can carpool the sleigh.
Yeah. That's how he gets around so fast.
Yeah. And he has his own sleigh. But,
he does?
Yeah, in some stories he has his own sleigh pulled by, like little demons.
Oh, it's like a cool, like, heavy metal sleigh?
Yeah.
Like,
he wears sunglasses.
You ever see,
night?
Like, Idiocracy? Like, where the president has that, like, caravan? And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's all, like, it's got, like, NASCAR stripes and stuff. Like,
yeah. I want Krampus to, like, have, like, flames on it.
Yeah, like a flame exhaust.
Yeah.
And it's, like, just, like, Raining Blood by Pantera. Or, no, by Slayer is just playing all the time.
Like, Santa Claus with Tim Allen. But it's got all the bells and whistles, like, spits out cookies. And
oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm alone.
No, I know.
I get where you're going.
No, like, Santa's sleigh would make cookies, and
and his would spit out blood.
His, yeah. Yeah.
Has a subscription to Brazzers.
Yeah. It's just born in heavy metal. Yeah. Like, playing full volume.
At the same volume. Moaning and guitar.
Heavy metal and Bang Bros.
That's my kind of Krampus,
right? Well, Headbang Bros.
Headbang Bros. So, there's the, you can go that he travels in tandem, bringing pain or whatever. But some stories say that he actually comes earlier. He pre-visits to Santa.
He
comes
Santa.
Like, yeah, he comes earlier as in, like, the 5th of December.
He pre-comes
that early?
Yeah, that early.
20 days early.
Yeah, so if, like, if you're on the Naughty or Nice list, like, you're fucked from the get-go.
But like, what does he do with it?
So there's two different things that he does. So first, okay, so you guys know Santa, you have the Naughty Nice list. If you're nice, he brings you toys. Some stories just say he puts candy in your shoes. Or he puts, yeah, I didn't know that. Like
candy in your shoes?
Just candy. And then, like, originally it wasn't even coal, he would put, like, straw in your shoes.
So he's just like a little shit.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Santa.
Oh, Santa does that.
That's like old Santa.
You said Santa's a little shit, you little shit.
So
you're getting straw on your shoes.
We should have, like, this podcast isn't for kids.
That's what,
like,
I tried to say in the trailer.
Like, we should say that now, because, like, we're getting really hard on Santa right now.
Santa deserves
and
it.
Everyone's
been giving Santa the pass for the past 34 years.
I just don't want to, like, take away, like, the childlike magic of, like, believing in Santa.
Yes.
So if you do have kids listening, like,
I do encourage,
like, throw them out of the car window or something at this point.
I do encourage. You're a bad parent for listening to us while your children are in the car.
Sure,
I'll
do that.
My
yeah.
sister. She's not listening to us.
Okay.
But I do encourage, if you do have kids listening to this, make sure they pay attention to this part.
Okay.
they need to be nice.
Right. Right.
If you need, if you have bad kids and you want them to be good, this will do it.
Yeah.
So it's candy or straw.
For Santa.
For Santa.
For
yeah.
Santa. So it's like, so there's an option. There's
whole
like,
presents
yeah,
kind of thing.
Good
yeah.
or bad.
Good
whatever.
Or bad, yeah, yeah.
With Krampus, it's just bad.
All bad.
So basically, like, he kind of like, I feel like he kind of like lightens Santa's load a little bit. Like, if he comes early, like, Santa doesn't have as many bad kids to go to because Krampus kind of takes care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So,
so hard not to make any jokes.
I know, I know.
Betty lightens
Krampus
his load.
Pre comes before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And lightens the load.
And lightens the load.
So, whereas Saint Nick walks around with a bag full of presents,
mm-hmm.
Krampus walks around with a bag full of just, like, switches.
Oh, like sticks.
Sticks, yeah, yeah like yeah. switches. Like the yeah. they used to beat like school children with.
Oh, mm-hmm. not a CD of switch.
Like that,
no,
that was a thing.
Not a switch.
Like you used to get the switch, which
yeah.
means you got like, you know, hit with a stick.
I wasn't beaten when I was.
So, well, most of the time.
So.
Builds character.
Yeah, it does.
So, most of the time, he would come to you if you were on the bad list, and he'd just beat you
okay.
with the sticks.
So,
just
hot.
Straight out. But sometimes, I guess, and this just, I guess, determines or depends on his mood. He would just throw you in the bag and take you back with him to eat. And he would just eat you later.
Cannibalism.
Yeah. Well, he's not human.
He's not human.
Oh, he's a goat.
He's
yeah,
just
so
a hunky dude, but he ain't no human.
Yeah.
Hunky who, bro?
Hunky who,
I
wanna
see those,
bro?
I want to see that six-pack on this bed.
I bet
yeah.
he's got an eight. I bet he's got an eight.
Krampus is going to turn me gay.
No, I was talking about God. Inches and size of dick. I bet he's got an eight-inch dick.
Yeah.
No. No, no, I bet he, like, you know, like, where,
It's probably massive.
What are the side abs that, like, really
ancient? The lats?
Obliques?
Obliques,
I bet he's got obliques.
Does this sure. body look like I work out?
No.
Because
no.
it should.
Yeah,
it
should.
No, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's basically what his night looks like. It's either beating kids or eating them.
I just, like, I was
sounds
kind of,
like, day.
When yeah. I was first taking off with this, I assumed, like, as Santa's shadow, I thought it was more of, like, Santa, like, Santa's Antichrist kind of thing.
Well,
we're like,
yeah, he is,
and if
kinda.
He came early, like if he comes on the 5th, I expected him to kind of just like fuck up Santa's plan.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like put like spikes at the bottom of the fireplace or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, so you think he's fucking with Santa?
I thought he was fucking with Santa, not the
no,
kids.
He's actually kind of helping.
He's
but
helping
like,
Santa.
It's almost like, let's imagine like Santa and Krampus were kids.
Okay.
And they're like, and Santa's like, this is what I want to do when I get older. I want to
yeah.
like praise good kids. And punish the bad, but not like crazy, just a little bit. And Krampus was like, no, I'm gonna fuck them
it's
up.
It's like God and Lucifer.
Yeah.
It's like he's like the
Krampus
fallen angel.
Believes
fallen
in like
angel.
Pure punishment. He's like, I'm not gonna praise the good
yeah.
ones because they should just be good, and I'm gonna eat the ones that are bad.
I like it, dude. It's capital yeah. punishment, man.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's Texas.
He knows, like,
he knows what's up.
Krampus doesn't have time for your shit. Like,
yeah.
be good or get fucking in my bag. Let's do this. Like, get your ass in my bag
or say
nice
goodbye to your mom.
Yeah.
Be my lunch.
Pleases, thank yous, that's all he asks.
He really is.
Say
yeah.
please and thank you, or you're coming with me and I'm gonna eat you.
Yep, pretty much. So
I think he's right.
Not opposed.
No.
So, like we said, these are mini episodes, so just to wrap it up, while reading a little bit of this, I was just like, okay, this is really just kind of like a myth or an urban legend, and, you know, the reason mm-hmm. we're here is conspiracies.
Right.
And there is actually a little bit of a piece of history here that actually kind of, like, puts it in the conspiracy territory. So, during the 12th century, the belief and fear of Krampus became so rampant and well-known that the Catholic Church actually made a proclamation to actually try to banish him. From all known,
the organization
church,
of the
yeah,
church,
the Catholic Church,
and they were like, "This guy, no,
it's
good.
Gotta go. Like, we can't have people talking about this. Like, we have to get rid of it."
That's remarkable,
and it failed. And they tried it again, even like a couple centuries later, and it failed again. They've never been able to extinguish it 100%, but they've tried multiple times, like to the point where it's like you have to think, like, why do they care so much?
Well, why did it fail?
Because they just couldn't stop people from talking about it. Like, they even, like, made it a... It was
like a voting system?
No, like they would punish people for even, like, mentioning it.
Really?
Like, there was actual, like, punishments involved. I didn't find any for this tonight, but, like, they were actually punishing people who would mention the name, and they still couldn't get rid of it.
Hmm.
What's the word I'm thinking of? He, persevered.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
throughout
yeah.
time.
Like, the folklore was too strong.
Exactly. So
yeah, yeah.
now we reach present day, and the last time that the church tried to, like, extinguish it, actually, I mean, I say centuries after the 12th century, but in the timeline, wasn't really even that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now in present day, there's actually festivals So Krampus is seeing a really huge resurgence in the Austria-German area, or they have full-on festivals and parties. I wrote them down here because they're German. So they have Krampuslauf, which translates into Krampus Run, and they also have one called Pürtenlauf, which is like the Krampus Parade. And they have like full on festival where like they dress up as Krampus. They have this thing. Yeah,
that's super fun.
And
inflatable Krampuses.
It's like
pretty much. Yeah.
What Mrs. Day parade, but with Krampus up there.
I'm getting like a really like New Orleans vibe.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
like,
you're not far off.
Like a real like party. You know, like,
no, you're actually not far off. Because last year was the very first Krampusnacht.
Yeah.
Which was a festival in Orlando.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So now it's crossed.
Like Carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krampus Ball.
But Krampusnacht.
Krampusnacht.
Yeah.
Be a dope party, man. I like it.
Look at the pictures. They actually look pretty fucking fun.
Dude, we should go.
New
Bachelor Party
also,
maybe Orlando.
And it's also
maybe.
20 days before Christmas, right?
Yes.
So you can still go to Christmas. It doesn't interfere
with
the
party. Yeah. It's polite. And in that respect.
Well, technically, we missed it.
Yes, we missed it now.
It's too late.
It's
20 days.
I don't know.
It's Christmas Eve.
We're battle calendars.
Get your Yule logs out. What the fuck's a Yule log? What is a Yule log?
Isn't a Yule log a thing that, like, it's like that's.
Is it like a fruitcake?
No. It's.
Is it like a starter log? Like a starter?
I think it's a starter log. It's like one that's like.
The first log you light to get all the
something
other
something like that.
Logs
it's like
lit.
A dry log that has like I don't know. My Yule log is I douse it full of lighter fluid and I just chuck it into a dumpster.
Yeah, I bet you fucking smoked a Yule log before you came here. You know what I mean?
Like a wiener?
No, like weed.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
Like a wiener?
And I was like, do I have something on my chin?
Weed.
I know I was late, guys.
Dude,
he's smoking a Yule log.
Yeah. You were smoking that fucking jazz cabbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
He's talking about a penis, right?
Yes.
Okay. No,
obviously.
Still not.
Why won't you?
Please just talk about penises already. I'm dying over here.
It's been like 40 minutes. No one's talking about.
Can we talk about cocks?
Oh my god.
We only talked about one, and it's a demon penis.
It's
not real.
And it's only 8 inches.
Yeah.
Well,
come on.
According to the Catholic Church, he's real enough to fucking banish.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that dick's real enough to.
Well,
fuck.
At least he's not fucking kids. He's just eating them.
Yeah. God,
it's fun.
Eating them butt.
Most vulgar Christmas episode of anything ever.
I don't know about that.
That's what I got for Krampus.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow,
I love
like
it.
That. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
You're welcome.
It was a gift.
Yeah.
A Christmas
didn't have to
gift.
Beat you or eat you.
What are you doing? Do you want to do you or?
No,
we said
AJ's
going
last.
AJ's last?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I got
one. I got
a little treat at the end of the
So was Krampus, Krampus. I keep pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, Krampus. I think it's
Krampus. Krampus.
Was Krampus German?
Originally, yes.
Originally, so is it another German one?
Yes.
So, Belschnickel.
Dude, Germans have fucked up stories, man.
Yeah, Germany has a lot of folklore, a lot of tales. So, Belschnickel.
Like the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
That was me running out of the fucking room.
Jesus. What did I say?
Fix it in post. Holocaust. He said the Holocaust.
That's a word.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Just fix it in post.
Okay, so Belschnickel is popularized by the American Office.
Yes.
All right, the TV show The Office, a sitcom.
Yes.
Where the character Dwight Schrute plays a kind of like almost like a homeless-looking, vagabond-looking... covered in robes character.
Mm.
And it's German folklore. And he's a companion of Saint Nicholas.
Oh.
So it's same
very
thing. So
same
he's
thing, yeah.
I don't see anything where it's like he's related to Saint Nick or anything.
He just tags along.
He's just like a pal. Well,
he's a vagabond.
A vagabond.
He's like the hobo that won't leave Nick alone.
So it's like it's like Krampus and Santa have superpowers, but he's just traversing the streets.
Yeah.
He's just roaming.
He catches up eventually.
So he might get you in September. It just doesn't even matter. Like,
I got shit to do.
Yeah, sorry.
This isn't my top priority.
Krampus has sticks in a bus schedule that gets him to certain places.
I gotta take the blue line.
So what was famous in like The Office was like, are you impish or admirable?
Mm-hmm.
So are you good or bad?
Yes.
So it still has the you know, the crux of being, or like, have you been good or have you been bad this year?
Reflecting on your past year.
So if you're good, you get a toy.
Okay.
Or some sort of trinket. It's not really a toy. It's more of, like, I think, resourceful things. So it'd be, like seeds.
I was like a sucker wrench?
No. Like a power drill.
Yeah. Those are resourceful. Flint.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the, oh, actually, flint's okay. More on track. It's, like, seeds.
Okay.
Flint.
Something to benefit you in your life.
Yeah, something like even straw would be beneficial to weave or something like that.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be a bad thing. It's more agrarian.
Okay.
Like an agriculture kind of, because it's like a farm folklore. Farm folklore. Farm folklore.
Farm folklore.
It's Lord Farquaad. It's farm folklore.
Farm folklore.
Impish, it's just straight up hit. Bang. Mm. If you're bad, just you get a smack.
So like one swift one? Or?
One swift hit, bang. Like,
okay.
And that's it. It's very simple.
So he's like the lazy Krampus.
I think it's more of like the town, like, it's like your town Santa. It's like each town has this like...
Town drunk.
Oh, so each town, has their own Belschnickel.
Each town has their own Belschnickel. So it's
really
making
me think it's more like it's just the town hobo.
It's like a police,
no,
it's like,
I got sticks.
It's like he's like your amateur policeman.
Okay.
You know?
It's the Paul Blart.
Yeah. So usually wore a lot of furs. He was disheveled, raggedy.
Okay.
He was famous for a very long tongue.
Oh, Krampus had a long tongue.
Krampus had a long tongue?
I didn't mention it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gene Simmons has a long tongue.
He's Belschnickel.
He is Belschnickel.
Let's put this all
that
together.
That guy turned into really something else, man. Yeah. Like,
he owns a football team now.
He owns a football team?
Yeah, an arena
team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, don't give him too much credit.
I know,
a professional football team.
So he was also known as Kris Kinkle.
Kris Kinkle?
Does that sound familiar to you?
Kris Kringle.
Boom.
Pringles.
Okay. Derailed.
No,
Kris Kinkle.
Kris Kinkle.
Sounds like Kris Kringle.
So he's like, I don't want to say it because we gave CJ shit for it last time, but he's the retarded Santa.
Did we say savant?
Sorry, that's right. We agreed, savant. He's a savant. He's like, oh, my name's Kris Kringle. He's like, I'm Kris Kringle.
I'm Kris Kringle too.
maybe
it's like
well.
He overheard it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm Kris Kringle.
Yeah. But well, what'd you say? What was it? Oh, Kris Kinkle.
Kris Kinkle.
No, I got
no,
it.
You're
I got
the
it.
Guy with the bag of sticks that smack people.
He was at the end of the game telephone and he went with it.
Shrink Stinkle.
Okay, so. Fun story about this guy. So he was also known as Kris Kringle, Belschnickel, and sometimes he was also known as the Christmas Woman.
What?
Yeah. He was known as the Christmas Woman.
Yes. So a lot of early reports, Germanic reports.
They were ahead of their times.
It could have either been a man or a woman.
Oh.
It's getting
because
real sexy.
It would have been like, I mean, just imagine like a bag lady or something, like, you know, he was wearing like lots of robes and fur, like not robes, like fabrics.
Layers.
And furs and stuff like that. It could have been a man or a woman. So a lot of kids, a lot of, you know, young kids.
That sounds like some feminist of the time was like, why can't it be a lady?
At the time.
Okay. What time?
When he was created.
I don't even know.
Like,
in 19th century?
Yeah, there was some feminists there. It's like, why would it have to assume that it was a woman or a man?
Well, because
like, it was like an entity.
It was a hideous...
Gender fluid.
A hideous creature. Yes, gender fluid. But it was a hideous creature, and it wasn't... I guess you would say...
Not to belittle feminism, sorry.
I guess you would say it was more of, like, asexual, you know?
Okay.
It was kind of like the angels in Dogma.
Okay.
You know? Where it...
Now
yeah, I look like a man, but I could be whatever downstairs.
Ken doll.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, the kids reported it as, like, hideous. Absolutely hideous. But
like
they would feel... It wouldn't necessarily... wouldn't see him around, but they would feel the switch. So, almost like astral. Like, ghostly.
Oh, so like somebody tapping on your shoulder.
Like, yeah.
Like, hey,
like,
who's behind me?
And then you get like a swift smack in the face. Like,
like more imagine him as like a prankster. Like he taps you on the shoulder and then he's gone the other way.
Yeah.
Taps you on the right side and dips to the left.
But on the left, he's there with a stick. It's just like, oh, bam!
I'm building the fucker. I got you again, you bitch.
A gorilla is behind like those free like apartment guys.
Yeah. Kris Kinkle,
Kris Kinkle strikes again.
We can hear you.
He'd have a sack, which would be like cakes, nuts, fruit, seeds. You know, like I said, like very earthy.
Okay.
You know, earthy presents.
Thanks for the almonds.
Yeah.
Again, though, it feels like like, I think it goes very much with the vagabond thing. It's like, I want to give you the present, but I just found these things on the ground.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
some seeds.
Which some seeds.
Which I stole from you.
Here's a bag of lint.
Yeah. A bag of lint.
Merry lint. Christmas!
By the way, I'm Kris Kringle.
Yeah. And he runs off, clicks his heels. Yeah.
He sounds like a psychopath.
Kris Kringle. Anyways, so the whole thing was like, if Kris Kringle gets you, you can't react. So if you're a kid and you feel the switch, in order for you to be, you know, proven good again, you can't wince. That was the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Two for flinching. Stone face.
Two for flinching, exactly. Thanks, AJ. Good job. Yeah,
and
good
you
one.
Said you weren't beaten.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what it's like to get
hit. That's what my dad told me.
It's all coming back.
Dig it all back.
Merry
up.
Christmas, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, it's Belticle, you guys.
Oh, like
yeah, 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 yeah. Very, very similar.
Very, yeah, very, very similar.
But I feel like yours is a little bit more,
demonic.
Like, yeah, demonic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on the other, it's on a different realm.
I do like how yours was so, like, literally every, like, if you literally jot down all of his descriptions, it was just like, everything adds up to hobo.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like, he's a hobo with a really long tongue.
Mm.
Like, just yeah. randomly in there, and he yeah. might be a chick.
Might be a chick, too.
Like, some of those facts were just like, what?
Like, I guess he was still, like, almost, like, disfigured.
Okay.
Where, like, it, like I said, it was ambiguous. You
yeah.
couldn't tell either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
Yeah.
Could have been a pig with lipstick.
It could have been nothing.
Could have been nothing, too.
Very interesting.
All right, AJ. You've been freaking threading us along. What do you got?
I'm threading. Now there's this whole hype around it.
Okay. Whoa.
Wait, I have something for this. Hold on.
I'm waiting for it.
I just downloaded something that will make this intro seem more fun.
Okay. Let's all wait for CJ to find this thing.
Oh, is that a shame bell?
I downloaded a bell. I thought
does
it, was
it really
like,
go off when you shake it like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so for the listeners, he's shaking his phone. I mean, his bell.
There's a good one that says shame when you do, too. It's like, shame.
Ah.
Hey, all come around the grand tale of the pedophile ring known as Santa Claus.
Wait, now, this
your
is
topic?
A
topic?
What?
It's not my topic. It's you guys are throwing myths. I'm throwing the conspiracy theories out here.
Okay,
right. Okay.
All right. I mean, you might have a little bit of conspiracy with it.
What's up?
Might
oh.
have a little, don't discredit me.
Oh, well, I'm saying. Yeah, but
stop fighting.
I hate you. This is the holidays.
It's
all
fucking
over again.
Star Wars all over again.
This is Rogue One and Han Solo.
Listen.
Okay, so
hands.
What is your topic?
So, a lot of people presume that the Santa Claus whole everything. So we're taking it back to America.
Okay.
By the way, since I can't remember.
Are we talking about, like, you're talking about, like, the Rent-a-Santas, like the ones that are on the
yes,
street, the
exactly,
ones that are at the
exactly,
malls.
Exactly.
Mall
okay.
Santas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Is
Billy Bob Thornton's.
Yes. Which is ran by NAMBLA.
Oh. The North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yes.
That's a South Park episode.
Yes.
Yes.
You it. I like it. That's
so
a
lot of
fine.
So where I'm coming from is a lot of people presume that these Santa Claus are pretty much just an excuse for men to have children to sit on their lap and to, like, tell them, like, their little, oh, have you been naughty? Have you been nice? Have you done all these
God.
Things?
Fucking gross, dude.
Yeah. So, like, so it's gone to the extent of, like, where people were, like, some people, like, some Santa Clauses obviously have to convince themselves no, have to, like, say, like, that I have not done this.
It must be
like
tough
that.
For, like, the honest ones.
The honest
yeah.
ones.
You know? Like, hey, I just like
your...
bringing kids joy.
There's some
and...
guys that make a career off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're old and you have a white beard, like,
yeah.
what else are you going to do except for woodworking?
Exactly.
Like, it's either woodworking or a mall Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
One or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
knows you don't want to be street Santa.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, no.
So there's been a lot of Scuzzlebutt as
Scuzzlebutt.
Scuttlebutt.
You're still struggling with that.
I'm still struggling, but I want to learn.
One day.
I want to learn. Just like skating. Oh, God. So, it got to almost the extent of, like, having to go to court and all these
oh,
things
wow.
like that.
Wow.
Trying to prove that, like, this is not what's going on.
So they're taking, like, countless Santas in, like, a RICO case? Like,
well, it's certain people that, like, on one side, like, obviously there's nobody on the other side going, like, yeah, we're we're trying to have a kid sitting on my boner. Like, nothing like that. But
I'm sure they wouldn't. They'd probably say erection. But I don't think they'd say boner. It's a court of law. They'd say erection.
Yeah, the judge will stop them in their tracks. Excuse me, sir. Do you mean erection?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
My penile erection.
We don't have that word on the North Pole. It's just boner. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not from here.
Ice pick.
Nice.
Yeah. We call it our candy cane. Yeah, whoops. Yes.
Candy cane. Yeah.
It's
my igloo.
You got a little eggnog on you.
Yeah. Gross.
Childhood.
Ruined. So traumatizing.
Ruined.
So,
yeah,
it got to the extent of that, to the point of where someone had to pretty much go to court and prove not only that they were not pedophiles, but also prove to the extent of, like, having to say Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas was a real person.
What?
Like, it had to get to that extent where...
Like, it's a real myth. Like, this is based on something.
Yeah, this
like,
isn't,
we do this because
yeah,
there's
this isn't
history.
Something else.
Like, a, histori- oh, like, gotcha. Like, a okay. like, historical reenactment kind of thing. Like,
yes.
This is a story. This is why we do it.
Yeah.
It's not just because we're
you know, I thought you were saying, like, they had to go in, like, I'm not a pedophile, and Santa exists.
No.
Well, it's more
it's
like,
Jesus,
there's
impossible.
There's authenticity to this. Mm-hmm. There's these things that, like
yeah.
there's backing to it. There's reasons why we do it. There's this is why we do it.
Yeah, it's a thing. For
yeah,
got it.
And like it got to like children got involved and all these things like that and like so it got to the fuller
like,
extent
like testimony kind of thing
kind of thing like what did something
like,
happen to
yeah,
you like
okay.
has anything ever happened to you has you know like kind of Catholic like almost like
wow.
Catholic priest type situation so it got to this point but it got to the point where the court almost like pretty much admitted that Santa Claus is real.
What?
Extent. Because
well,
they had to.
They would have had to.
Yeah,
if they were going
to
clear these guys,
they
would have had to.
They had to do this
no,
situation.
No. I'm sorry to be, like, negative here, but, like, I don't think that your career should be on the line. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, that's weird to say, like, you're not fucking kids because Santa Claus is real.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no.
so dumb.
No, he, by basically validating the fact that, or accepting the fact that they were telling the truth, because they had to plead the cases
yeah.
in... We believe in Santa. This is why we do it, because kids believe in Santa. In order for them to be off clear, the court had to accept their story, which means the court then accepted that Santa was real, and that's
like
why
they
did
believe
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like...
I get, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Honestly,
okay.
like, the Catholic Church is so fucked up, and they literally well, need to be... Like,
why are we there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just, like, we were talking about it, and, like,
we
seriously,
were.
Like, no, a little bit, because he compared him with the Catholic Church a little bit.
Just in sense of the case.
Of the case.
Yeah.
Of the cases are similar.
Don't go too far.
Am I not? Okay.
Don't go too
should
far.
I not, okay.
Yeah.
No, I want to be on record saying this. Fuck the Catholic Church
that
forever.
Can, well,
fuck them.
That's a conspiracy in itself. That can
yeah.
be a whole other episode.
No, literally, they burn it to the ground. Burn the Vatican to the ground. They all suck. They're all inside of it. Fuck it.
CJ!
Fuck them forever. I'm done.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of editing to do.
There's not a lot of editing to do. It's
I
fine.
Need to get this out there.
It's
so
fine.
Sorry.
No, but I mean, but there like, is like you know, like CJ said. I mean, that's you know one of the main concerns, and like
mm-hmm.
that's something we in the back of our minds we always think about type
yeah.
of thing. So it did get to that extent. So with that being said, like I said, like now, obviously, the reason why you guys obviously probably don't know about this is because it's not a thing anymore.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's not.
How long ago was this?
I can't really like pinpoint a time
or ballpark or.
No, it was probably like.
Sounds like 90s-ish.
No, it was like about. I want to say like 34-ish.
Oh wow.
Or something years ago.
Okay.
Like 80s.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that, like around.
Oh, 34 years ago.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were saying 1934.
No, not 1934, nothing like that.
Okay,
it was around
okay.
like probably like 34 years
maybe
ago.
Like
that
far back.
No, yeah. One.
Probably.
What? Law?
Maybe, yeah.
Law against no.
People go, hey, don't do that. People are like, oh, now you live past the age of 14. That's not weird.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you want to fuck a 7-year-old, okay, I guess. You're only living to her 20.
They only had so much time back then.
These, like, Dust Bowl farmers.
Yeah.
It would just, like, barely make it past the age
of 20. Well, dude, you would die from whooping cough.
Whooping cough.
So I just thought that was interesting. Like, that was an interesting fact.
Curious. No, I loved it. What'd you write down?
It's a little Merry Christmas surprise.
Oh, okay.
That I want both of you to read, but I don't want you to say anything to each other. I want you to read it.
Okay.
And then just pass it on to the next one, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Like a game of telephone almost.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you put the bookmark there?
You put the book. So we just read it? On the podcast?
Okay.
So guys, what does it say?
Let Brenda read it.
Brenda read it.
Let Brenda read it. God damn it.
It's actually a twisted premise of Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, what?
Which is what?
That's what I said. It was 34 years ago.
God damn it. So it's
made it up.
You made it up.
I wanted to see how much I can convince you guys. Because I fucking don't like Santa Claus, goddammit.
That was a great story.
You're welcome.
So hard.
You're welcome.
Because those two are like...
Now you can never unsee Santa Claus.
Goddammit.
That was like a really bad creepypasta.
Exactly.
Do you guys remember like when you first... by the way, just bravo. But
yeah, that was good.
I wanted to see how long I could go.
Bravo.
I literally, and
that was
fun
so
fact,
you
struck fun
you...
fact, I made it up on the spot.
Did you really?
Yeah, I didn't.
Holy
I just,
shit.
I just thought of that right.
You
didn't
use stuff. When we were walking over here, he said he had a special surprise.
Yeah, but my special surprise was I was just going to make it up.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Okay, so I'm impressed.
Yeah, I am.
You didn't
very
stumble
impressed.
Once.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm mad at you because you technically came unprepared. So
no, I had something, and then
you
came
prepared with a lie.
No, he's an artist. That's preparation.
I wanted to show, like, we do conspiracy theories.
Right.
We think of conspiracy theories. But I kind of wanted to do a little expose of, like, this is how easy
it
a conspiracy theory
for
can be triggered and started.
If you didn't say anything, I would have told everybody I know.
I would have fucking taken
this
to the fucking post.
It's anybody said the word Santa, oh, you heard he fuck kids too? Like, I immediately say that.
You know what's a pedophile?
You know he's a pedophile, right?
You know NAMBLA? Santa?
Yeah.
Same thing. I'm not even that convinced that it isn't possible, though.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make. Is like,
well,
while we're doing this,
there's
a lot, there's a very easy way to do it. You just got to kind of see it differently.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the fragility of like.
You found your angle though. You put those two worlds together and you were like, hey, this is a conduit between the two. This is, you know, I'm going to harp on this and you're going to believe me because we're, you know.
Yep.
The worlds are so close.
Exactly.
Like, kids sit on that asshole knee all day long.
Said you had a surprise and you handed us the paper and you didn't want us to read it. Mm-hmm. Part of you was really hoping. I was like, got a sponsor.
Oh, no. Damn it. I'm sorry.
That'll never happen. What are you talking about?
If Mississippi Mud wants to sponsor us, though.
We have to hope.
No. Like, what should we get sponsored by?
Jim Beam.
I want, if anybody has.
Budweiser.
If anybody even brews a type of liquor and they want to send it to us, please send it to us.
Like, I'm really, like, you know, a lot of podcasts talk about, like, mattresses.
Oh, like Casper?
I like a new mattress.
I want any type of mattress as long as it's not the one I'm sleeping on now.
Oh, God, I hate my mattress.
I mean, if you're out there listening,
it's got springs in it.
Have
like I'm a homeless person.
I have a hand-me-down from my roommates. Thank you so much, by the way, roommates, for letting me use that thing. But we've talked about this. If I get a new bed, I'm going to be super fucking happy, and they're totally fine with
it. One day.
I did want to talk with you guys about where, like, when you found out about Santa.
Oh, that's right. You were getting there.
I wanted to kind of get your personal stories and, like, how you found out that it was
initially?
All a ruse.
Oh.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I remember the situation, but do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you go then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
I gotta put the pieces together.
So when I was younger, I had, like, many Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
So not many, many.
Many.
Because my family was so disjointed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have, like my mom's house, and then we'd go to my grandma's house, and then we'd go to my step-grandma's, and then my papa, who lived in Victorville
mm-hmm.
at the time, I would have to go all over this. I had, like, four.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one year where I was at my papa's in Victorville, and it was him and my, I guess, step grandma, at the time, and we had our presents under their tree, and I noticed that there was only one from Santa. Okay. And all these other ones said, like, from Papa and Angie.
Okay.
And and I can't remember if it was one each for me and my brother, or just one altogether. They just only wrote Santa on one, and, like, I just gave up. Hmm. And I remember I asked them, I was like, why is there only one from Santa? That's weird. He only brought us one gift.
Hmm.
And they were just
what an asshole.
Yeah, and I was like, that's weird. I was like, he made you guys buy all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he didn't. Yeah, I was like, he fucking shortchanged you. Yeah. But
your fourth wall is just crumbling.
Yeah,
he didn't even stop on the roof. He just dropped it down the fireplace.
Yeah,
on the fly.
He was like, oh, that's it. Yeah. Hope you guys pick something up.
Funk later.
Yeah. Got a lot
socks.
Of, a lot of houses here, buddy.
So so I asked my step grandma. I just called her Angie, but I asked Angie, and I was like, hey, I was like, there's only one from Santa. Like, that's weird. And she just flat out told me because she was
flat out.
She just thought she was much younger.
How old? Were you?
She was much younger than you?
No, she was much younger than...
Oh!
Like, she was much younger than my grandpa. Like,
speaking of pedophiles.
Yeah. She was younger, so she, like, did, and she wasn't, like, really my grandma, so she was, like, this kid fucking, like, what does he want to know?
How old were you, though?
Oh, I'm under 10, I think.
Under 10?
Yeah.
It's like 23, dude.
Yeah, 23. Like,
you fucking rock.
Can you believe it? We were taking shots. And, like,
yeah.
I was under 10, and she was just like, really, like, we buy the gifts.
Good God.
And, like, we decided, like, we just...
Did your parents get mad at her for it?
That part I don't remember. I don't know if I even brought it up to my mom right away. I think after that, because, like, we didn't tell my brother.
Mm.
Like, they told me, but I didn't tell my brother Derek at the time. Because he's 4 years younger than me.
So we let him.
Well, I guess it's almost just like it's your responsibility now to keep it true for him.
Yeah, it's like good thing I've done as a brother.
Right. Yeah.
Like, not ruin Santa for him until he was much older and I wanted to ruin his entire life.
No.
But
so he was 23.
He was 23.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
what about you, AJ?
My story is not elaborate at all. Mm-hmm. My story is I had a bully, which, fun story later, I guess. I had a bully in all through elementary school, and I was probably not that old. I can't remember how old I was. I was pretty young, I feel like, when I found out that Santa wasn't real. And he was just one of those people that just, like, told you, like, the Easter Bunny's not real, Tooth Fairy's not real, Santa's just not real. And it was like, you know. And he's like, my parents told me. And you're like, oh, well, when you're a kid, you believe everything your parents say.
Yeah.
Fun story, I punched him in the throat.
Good. Oh, you necked him.
I punched him in the throat. I've been karate chopped in the throat. Where if she's listening, she knows who she is.
Jeez.
Plot twist.
I won't say who she is, though. I won't say who.
You can tell us later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. No, but
Mom, if you're listening.
Yeah. Fuck you. Santa's real. He was just a really bad bully. And I believe that's how I found out. And I didn't want to believe it. And I came home, like, crying to my parents. And they had to just tell me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the youngest.
At that point, they got it.
Yeah, and I'm the youngest. And I think that's how it happened. I remember being really upset and coming home and asking my parents, and my parents didn't want to, like, lie to me anymore.
Right.
So I think it's very strange. Like, I on Thanksgiving, I talked to my niece, and my niece is, I think, 4, maybe 5, maybe, maybe 5, and she was talking to me like a normal person, and she's like, I just don't understand, like, how does he go to every house?
And you're just like, good.
And I was like, he's got magic. She's like, I get, like, it was weird. She was like an adult.
Yeah,
she's like, I get that.
Yeah, like logic.
Like, she was like, kind of talking like that. Like, I get that, but, like.
Doesn't add up.
And I was like, she's like, but I'm going to stay up, and I'm going to make sure he shows up. Because I don't think he shows up.
Yeah,
I don't think he shows up to my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
She gets presents, right?
She gets presents.
Okay.
She gets badass presents.
I thought it was because she didn't get presents.
Yeah.
She was like, he doesn't come here.
Yeah, so my family, I don't know if everybody does, but my family does, the most badass present is Santa's present.
Right.
Okay.
Which
is
kind of counterproductive because it's like your parents spent a shit ton of money and, like, really tried hard to get that present, and they're like, Santa did it.
It's fucked up. It's like, take credit for it.
Yeah.
I worked hard for your present.
He hates Santa, though.
This is why
I
hate Santa. He's been lying to me this whole time. So, like, my niece was just like, well, how come he can come here and I don't wake up? I'm like, you're a pretty heavy sleeper. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, what is this discussion that's going on? So it's like, my family's, it's weird. It's a weird lie. So my family didn't like told me like, yeah. And he's like, and then I was like, well, you also told me the tooth fairy is not real. And they're like, yeah, he's not real either. But by that time, I didn't have any teeth anyways. Yeah. I was hilarious. just like gum. I love meth idiot. At the time. I was a meth baby.
Youngest meth addict. Yeah.
So, like, that's how I found out. Yeah. But yeah, fun story is the kid picked on me later on. I punched him in the throat. He never messed with me nice again.
Fucking there you go. Rabbit punch.
Yeah.
I have mine's very, very short. So how I found out that Santa Claus didn't exist. I had a second grade teacher with a drinking problem.
Oh, God.
Oh, see, you had like a dick too, kind of.
Well, no, she, so my mom and my sister told me the story. I'm still kind of hesitant to believe, but she used to sneak vodka in her water bottle.
Yeah.
And so she'd get like just straight up plastered every day.
Movie day!
And this is second grade, so this is like 6, 7, maybe like 7 years old. And she just like got like, you know, too drunk one day and just told the whole class. Oh. And just like flew off the handle, like, Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Fired.
Yeah, you're all pieces of shit kids, like, you know, yeah. Shit. So, and I came home one day apparently like crying, like, I was like, is it true, Mom? And she was like, yeah, it's fucking true, bud. Like, it's not.
It's weird how that crushes us. Like,
but your parents are waiting for that moment, I feel like.
But, well, it's
like,
a burden.
But they never take responsibility, though. I think if I was going to find out, and I'd be happy about finding out, I'd want to find out for my own parents.
No, yeah, they never want to break it to you because they don't want to admit they lied to you for years.
But I would respect them more if they were like, hey, we were just trying to make you happy. Like, you're an innocent little kid. We're trying to, like, bring joy to your life. I'd be like, yeah, I fucking love you too. Thank you. Yeah. Like, that's great.
I'm going to do some calculus in the other room. You know?
Do you mind if I go play with my presents? Like, this day's rad no matter what, dude. Like, I love
it. Doesn't really bother me anymore. Yeah, I'm still getting shit, right? Right, it's just not from Santa. Yeah. We're good.
Contract's still in effect.
It doesn't matter.
Cool. Yeah. I'd be good. I get shit.
Yeah, I remember the best time I ever was like so stoked. I was like, Santa, you fucking nailed it. my parents, now looking back at my parents, my mom, there was this humongous box. Like, I'm doing a hand gesture, but it was probably about like this high. What do you think? Like 3 feet? Like 3 feet
this
high?
Way. Yeah.
It was huge. It was a huge box. And it was said from Santa to mom. And I was like, of course, my mom got this huge box or whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Awesome gift.
Yeah, and I wonder, I'm kind of thinking about it now, because I remember thinking like, oh, it's from Santa to my mom, so it's probably from my dad. And I didn't even like, and now I'm registering it now. I wonder if I knew before Santa wasn't real, and I was like, oh, it's probably from my dad. So I didn't think anything of it, and I was like, whatever, it's a big-ass box, probably like a microwave or some shit like that. Like,
dope.
Some 30-foot microwave.
Well, no, it was. Well, this was back in like...
Yeah, those things were big back then.
Back in the early 90s. Yeah. They were like... So I might... Or like maybe a small TV.
My fucking stove back then was like the size of a Prius. Like, it was...